Hey, and we are live. This is Real Talk with Herda and Andres podcast, where you can come in, share your stories, growth, and learn about entrepreneurship, real estate, or whatever the case may be in your business. So come on board today and let's hear it. Heather, we're back.
We are back. Well, we're back Tuesday, but we had a guest. So we're back to the regular stuff with no guests on Thursdays. How was your holiday? And I know it's been a long time since we really just sat down and kind of recapped everything. And Christmas time was crazy. I know for us, for you guys too. But tell us about your vacation over the, or well, our vacation from the podcast. I don't think any of us really went anywhere, but your vacation
from the man. First and foremost, we came back on Tuesday and we had Veronica Holland here as a guest. Very inspiring, her stories from cancer survivor to CEO, and so much knowledge, so much insight that she shared with us. And I was very grateful to have her on board, especially just coming back into the new year. Very impactful. As far as my end of the year and the time off we have from the podcast, say it's been great. You know, a little sick over the holidays during Christmas time, but overall, very, very good holiday season. Just being able to spend time with family, being able to relax here at home, and at the same time, you know, line up some focus going into 2026. There's so much that we want to do, so much we want to accomplish this year. So, ready to jump in into 2026 and get things rolling. So excited for what's ahead, excited to continue to bring this together, share insights, grow our network, outreach, share our stories, and be able to impact so many others out there. So very grateful to be here and getting going. So how about you? How was your holiday season? You talk about the tamales before the holiday season, and we just talk about it now. Like, you got a chance to be able to get those done, right?
We did. We finally did the tamales. Oh my gosh. And that was definitely an adventure. I know my middle daughter was very insistent every year. We make tamales. And we never do. So we did it from scratch. It was a lot of work. I don't think it's going to be an every year tradition. Maybe we'll see, but it definitely was a lot of work. My youngest one, Clara, I call her Claritia. She, was very good at spreading the masa. Like, I was shocked like how naturally it came to her, because I suck at that, like that's not my thing, but she was really good, so she really enjoyed that. And then of course they, you know, enjoyed eating them, so there was that. But it was really fast. It seems like the time flew by, and it was good to spend the time with family and have that break, but it seems like it went by really fast. I know right before the podcast you were telling me about your aunt that makes the tamales, and I could not imagine making that. I would have like tamale arthritis in my hands from making.
They do. My family, my sister, my aunt in DR, they make it on a day-to-day basis, right? But for the holiday season, they get a large order. They pretty much become the main supplier for other small vendors that want to sell it in the smaller areas of the country. So they were getting orders of 400, 600 a day for a couple of people. And it takes a lot. It's not that easy. And mind you, our tamales in the DR, they're slightly different. We actually call them pastel en hojas. But the overall process is very similar. Still, I wouldn't be able to make 400 in a day. My wife and I, we tried it. She did some this year. But last year we tried to do both tamales and pasteles and hojas. And I was like, I don't know about this. Consistently, from time to time, yeah. But to be able to sit there and make 400 in one night, one sitting, I don't know how they do it.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, that seems like a lot. I don't even think we even made 100. We made enough for us, and we made enough to freeze. So I still have tamales, and then we gave some away, but I could not do four or 500 in one sitting. That would be crazy.
And that put us into perspective, right? Like, these people that do this on a daily basis, it's your job, right? we can go to a store and enjoy them, but we don't never think about the laborers part of that particular aspect for that one place, right? And these people do it on a daily basis. It's a lot, consistent. And oftentimes we just go and enjoy them. But when we have to make them, it's a whole different perspective, huh?
It really is. It really is when you have to do it yourself.
That's good.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's the family front. How are things on the business front for you going into the new year?
They're going well. I got working on an offer on a real estate buyers right now. Also got a property leased it. So things are moving fast. They're going great. So it's a great start to the year. Hopefully we get the listing on the contract at the end of the month as well. So it's going great. Just looking to make a much bigger impact on the real estate side than I did last year. Getting things lined up and get things going. I think I mentioned this to you earlier in the week is we have a lot that we can do, right? We have a lot that we can do, a lot of things that we are able to use to bring more clients into our business and be able to help others and make an impact. And I think it's time to implement those things and make it happen on different areas, right? Different areas of the business or what we're trying to do. I think it's time to execute and be able to put that out there a little bit more than what we did last year. Overall, last year, I think there was so much growth on a personal level, on a business perspective as well, just looking at different things, different angles, implementing, trying, learning from one or the other things. And I think it's time to put it more out there and to be able to help and impact more people. So it's a great start to the year, and I can't wait for, man, I can't wait to have this conversation next year again, in essence. Not trying to rush through the year, right? But I'm just excited of everything that we can accomplish in front of us. Like, there's so much potential, and we just got to go execute and make it happen, honestly. Like, I had a friend of mine that told me, sent me a text, he's, the other day, and say, "Hey, man, good luck this year with everything you want to accomplish." I'm like, "Good luck? No. It's gonna happen. Like, this is the goal. This is what we want to accomplish. We're gonna make this happen." It's like, there's some luck in some areas. You got to manifest it for certain things, but at the same time, you have to be willing to grind it out. You have to be willing to put the work and do what is necessary to make things happen. Don't be afraid to failure. That's an opportunity to grow, to get better. That's how we're gonna understand where we at in order to get where we want to be, right? So it's just a year of giving it all, learning from it, and continue to push forward so that we can get to that finish line or that next layer, that next level that we want to achieve by the end of the year. So it's a lot coming ahead.
And I'm really looking forward to the year. Right before the podcast right now is actually on a Zoom with one of our cloud agents working on their voice agent. So we have AIs inside the CRM that can do voice calling, and they can do outbound calls and inbound calls. So we were setting up that for that agent and getting all that worked out. And I know they're super excited about having that new aspect of their business and being able to offer that, and just the things we can do with technology these days is truly amazing. So we were working on making the bot sound less like a bot and getting it to know all of the information it needed to know to be able to answer questions when people are answering questions, and then even routing the calls. Like, one of the things that they wanted was if a call came in, for the bot to be able to determine who do I need to send this call to and be able to do that. And to do that, the bot has to be able to ask qualifying questions and then receive that information and be able to sort it accordingly. So it's a process, but once you have it set up, it's pretty cool. And I think people sometimes, like you said, are afraid to fail at things. So they don't want to set up the bot because they're afraid it'll mess up, or they're afraid this will happen, or that'll happen. And so it holds them back from excelling in an area where they could if they would have just tried.
It is. It's the most incredible. And I've seen it, and I've been that person before where I don't want to take the next step forward, where I don't want to make the phone call, where I don't want to try to do compromise myself to do something. And you hold yourself back and you don't move forward past that. And I heard Tony Robbins in a interview recently where sometimes we're excited. We say we want to do something, but we fail to do something that will commit us to that decision we just made. You know, so that moment passed, the next thing you know, that idea you had just slipped away because you didn't commit yourself to it. You didn't take the next action, the next step to commit yourself to make that happen over the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year. I was looking at that and reflecting on myself, and I'm like, hey, I've done that multiple times. I said, I want to do this, I want to do that, but I've never taken that step to commit myself to see it through, right? And then have the resolve to make it happen. So don't quote me on word by word of what he said, but I'm rephrasing exact some of what he said. And that's the message I took, because I saw myself in that multiple times. I'm like, okay, I did this with that decision. How am I going to make that chance to commit myself to move forward in that process, you know? And we need to do that more often, you know? Because that's how we're going to grow. That's how we're going to get to the next level on what we want to do. We have to failure. Not everything's going to be... It's okay to fail, you know? It's part of the process. It's what's going to show you the path to grow in. And it's a beautiful thing.
And failing doesn't always mean that that's the end of the journey. I think a lot of people think, oh, I failed. That's it. Journey is over. Failing is the beginning of the journey, because you're not going to get it right the first time, every single time. So you're going to have to learn. And sometimes you learn through failing. And sometimes you fail for a reason. Sometimes you fail because that way you were trying to do it wasn't going to produce the results you needed in the end. And had you not failed, you would not have learned. And now you've learned, you can move on, do it differently, and do it better. Because failing doesn't have to be like a full stop and you're done, get out.
Oh, no, it's just opening the door for so many other things. If you go out there and you search for anyone in business, you ask them about any impactful things, and most likely it's going to be a decision that didn't go the way they thought it was going to be when they made that decision, but they got so much in return from what they learned from it. And that's the key, you know, it's what you take away from those moments that, and how you are going to respond to those moments afterwards, that it's going to make a big difference on a personal level, on a business level, in so many areas. And trust me, if you ask me 5 years, 10 years ago, would I be here today? I would tell you, no, I wouldn't. I'm not, you know, but over the past few years, things happen. You learn from it. You're able to adjust. You get certain confidence to do things that you normally would not do. And here we are, you know, and I told my wife the other day, it's like, hey, man, I I'm going to meet that person. And one day I'm going to meet Tony Robbins personally. I'm going to meet so-and-so personally. We're going places. It's just, this is it. It's like, it's not going back. You know, and we are the biggest obstacles. I truly believe that. And when you look in the mirror, you're looking at the biggest obstacle in your life to achieve the things that you want to accomplish. If nobody else can... Nobody else can tell you what you cannot and can and cannot do. It's just a matter of
getting out of your own way.
Yeah, that's it. Getting out of your head, your own way, and going forward. So yeah, 2026 is going to be a great year.
It is going to be a great year. Great year for the podcast, great year for real estate, great year for cloud. It's going to be a really good year. I'm really excited about it.
And we talked about briefly on cloud. I think we're going to have more episodes where we can dive in into what Cloud Realty is doing for the real estate space, whether you're an agent, a team leader, brokerage, different levels that they can help you with. And we're going to put some episodes out here to talk about exactly what they're doing and how they're helping those team leaders, agents, and brokerage grow their business, expand. So I'm excited for that. There's so many great things happening there as well. And Heather, what you and I talk about putting together for any other businesses that are looking to grow as well, right? That are looking for CRM, that are looking for the technology that will help them in their business. We put a few things together that we want to share, that we're going to be sharing. And again, you can join the community that we have in place on our site, so that you can start taking a look at that and see what's available through there. Totally free, by the way.
That's one thing I did want to jump into too and really talk about is, I know our podcast is, you know, primarily geared originally towards real estate agents and helping real estate agents grow and scale their business, but we have expanded that to anybody who is an entrepreneur, who has a business, who's wanting to really hit, you know, this new year, hit the ground running and take off with their business. And a lot of people don't have the tools or don't know how to use the tools that they have to really accelerate that business. And business is changing. Technology is changing. I know there's a bunch of people that are really getting into all of the social media platforms like TikTok, are selling on Amazon. They're selling different ways and you have all these leads coming in. And I know these platforms do have a system inside them, a CRM inside them, if you will, of handling your leads and tracking your leads and fulfilling your orders. But there's only so much that can do. And they're not really taking advantage of the full aspect of all these leads that are coming into them. They don't have systems in place where someone's messaging them. They're not sending out auto replies. They're not collecting information from these people. They're not sending follow-up texts. And they're not asking for reviews. There's so many ways that they're losing opportunities, which is really sad. And like you and I were talking about this year, what we're doing is we have the CRM, and pretty much any business you have, no matter what it is, we can customize it for you. We can customize it for your business. And we're doing the one this week or next week that we had talked about before. And I'm super excited about that because we can use that one as kind of the example of, hey, look, it doesn't have to be real estate. We can do anything. We can set up your business. You just tell us what you want and we'll help you scale it and grow it.
Absolutely. And it's exciting to have that going and be able to put that together and help small business owners as well. Like growing up, like the tamales and like my sisters and the Dominican, if I can do that for them, I would definitely do it and be able to help them out. But there's so many other small businesses here that could attract so many more clients. And they're not aware of, or they're not using tools that are accessible to them to maximize those opportunities. Another thing we had a Veronica on Tuesday that I want to mention here is we want to have a guest. We want to share stories. Part of this podcast is to be able to connect with people and share their story, hear where they come from, here, whether it's business, whether it's faith, whatever their impact for whatever their story is. We want to be able to connect and share that story because although it is my story, like we talked about with Veronica on Tuesday, although it is my story, I went through the experience, I went through those challenges, those obstacles. Now it's a story like Veronica is doing, and we saw Phyllis Jenkins as well. They're helping women, empowering women to write their story, tell their story, because at some point it's no longer about me, right? Mm-hmm. Now I can use that story to impact so many other people. And we want to put this platform out there for anyone that's listening that want to share their story. Please, you know, I will be happy to have you because that's what it's all about, you know. It's just the challenges that we face that makes us And sometimes that will have a much bigger impact than anything we do for others that are listening that don't want to step into the front and or doesn't have nobody to talk to or want to talk to anybody. But just hearing somebody else that have gone through the things that they're going, you know, that have been there, that walked their shoes, that's huge, you know, and the takeaway from that, from anybody that can push them forward, put a light in their day, for me, that makes my day, you know, and I'm happy to have anyone here that want to share their story and be able to make an impact. So excited to continue to bring people on board. And even coaches on any business, right? Whether it's real estate, you own a coaching in any other industry, happy to have a conversation, put your content out there so that we can continue to make an impact. So it's not just about how they're me, it's all about you and what you can do to continue to grow. So excited. A lot of things happening, Heather. A lot.
Definitely very excited. When you were talking about that, I was thinking about the small businesses and just thinking about different ways. And one thing, whether you're a photographer, you know, you have a cleaning service, you have a plumbing service, whatever services you're providing, you have the ability to have services and a service calendar set. So imagine right now you're doing everything by hand, right? So like you get an appointment, you have to put it down in your Google Calendar, your Outlook Calendar, or whatever, and then you're sending reminders, making sure that person's coming, you're texting them, you're sending them information. What if somebody went to your site, booked an appointment, and all of that was done? It was put to your calendar, they were sent reminders, they were sent the information they needed. If you needed a form, they were automatically sent it. That form was filled out, updated your system, and you didn't have to lift a finger to do any of that stuff. How much time that would free up inside your own, you know, daily schedule when you're trying to do all these things as a business owner. Then you'd have time to come on our podcast.
Right. Yeah, make it happen. And it's like you said, it's a lot of little things that, hey, I worked in a company that, I'm not going to say the name of the company, but back in California, I worked at a company where it was very traditional, like very outdated as far as the equipment and the technology behind keeping track of inventory and deliveries and things like that. Very outdated, especially with how fast the company was growing. Like this, we were adding 2 to 3 new sites every year, and a lot of money spent on the development and the growth of these facilities, but no investment in the growth of the delivering system and the inventory system and the management in that aspect. So that creates loopholes, setbacks, you know, discrepancies, and sure they could benefit from some of the technology that is out there, and it's just, you know, it slows you down to some extent. So we were still able to get it done, but definitely an area that needed improvement, you know, and sometimes that investment is not that much. And what you get out of it is much, much bigger than expected. And that's the thing, just because we don't understand or we know something doesn't mean that it would not make a significant impact on our business. Just a matter of asking the right questions, finding out. Yeah, only 2 things could happen, right? It either worked or didn't work. If it works, you grow with it. If it doesn't, you change it up later on.
Either way, you learn a lesson.
Yeah, that's it. And I heard that on that same interview with Robbins, Tony Robbins, he mentioned there was a general, like, the government could not make a decision for years on the particular area, right? And they had a general come in to make a decision. He gave each side of the each side gave him 25 minutes to explain why they should make a decision on him or the other. And within an hour, he had a decision. Go that route. And the private that was there, you know, eventually he's like, there's no way he could know everything about what was needed. These people lasted 10 years to make a decision. He just came in and made a decision in an hour. And he went in there and asked the general, I said, hey, I know for certain you didn't know everything. How did you make a decision so fast and which side to go? And like, son, a decision had to be made. I made one. There's only two things that could happen. If it works, we grow at a faster pace. If it doesn't work, we change it and we go from there. But we're not going to sit here and spend another 5-10 years waiting to make a decision. You make a decision, you go forward with it, you either grow or you learn from it. And that's it. And that's something actually I'm looking to work on myself with. Fast decision making, right? You got to be able to articulate something, you got to be able to make a decision quick on what you want. Oftentimes, and let me ask you this. Tony may say, or your husband may say, hey, what's for dinner? Are you guys quick to make a decision for dinner?
No, that's probably like the thing. And he does the cooking, I do the cleaning. So it's always a discussion. And then I'm like, why is dinner every day like this? Like, it's not like we don't know it's coming. So like, we need to be better at making decisions about dinner. But sometimes he'll just be like, okay, this is what I'm cooking.
And it happens to me too. Like sometimes, Ellie asks me, hey, so what's for dinner? What you want to have? And I'm like, I don't know. And we just sit there and like 5-10 minutes go by. And no decision is made. So you got to be able to make a decision. If that happens for dinner, imagine what that's happening in business in other areas. You know, you have to be able to make a decision and move forward. If it works, you keep going. If it doesn't, you make the change. If you make a decision for dinner and you didn't like it, guess what? Next time you're not going to pick that one.
Yep.
Now you know. You don't like that restaurant. You don't like that plate.
And we've done that. We've been like, oh, let's try this place. Like there was this place we were like super hyped to go try, and it didn't turn out to be everything that we had hoped and dreamed that it would be. So we know that next time we probably won't eat there. So.
That's it. One more off the list, right? So, but it's so hard for some people. It's hard to be able to boom process that information and make a decision right away on different areas of your life, and that's something that we need to be better at, because that opens the door for so many other opportunities. You know, there's opportunities where there's time, I'll free you up from time. Whatever the case may be, it just opens so many other opportunities and doors for you. You just got to be quick. And don't think about it too much.
Yeah.
So much time spent buffering.
We are. And we are at the top of the hour, pretty much out of time today. We didn't get to the book that we had. And for our listeners, it's not like a book. We're not assigning you guys chapter books you have to read every week and be on top of it. They're more like pamphlets, I guess you could say, or like handouts. They're ebooks. You can scan the QR code at the top, download our ebook for this week. Our ebook giveaway this week is The Ultimate Guide to Becoming a Real Estate Agent. And what this one talks about is basically just preparing you and trying to determine if that is something that you want to do, or if this is what you should do. So it's about making a decision on whether or not being a real estate agent is something that you want to do. So I highly suggest, if you're thinking about becoming a real estate agent, download this ebook, read through it, see what it says. And if being an agent is what you do decide to do, then make sure you use our link to go to the CE shop to get your education and your continuing education if you are a new agent, because we have some great discounts there for you guys.
Yeah. And you can get your, like you said, get your license and continue education. So, man, this has been great. half hour, you see, flew by. Tuesday, the whole hour just flew by. So excited to get things rolling this year. Excited to be here. And I look forward to next Tuesday. Don't forget to follow us YouTube or one of our social media pages as well. And join us here live on the podcast. If you want to come in and have a conversation with us, we always share the link. Join us, and we look forward to seeing you here.
Don't forget to go like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss an episode. And you can go to our website at www.realtalkha.live and get all of our exclusive discounts as well as the CRM and everything like that. So we had fun chatting with you guys today, and we will see you guys on the next one.
See ya.